Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Thanks, announcer guy.
5:58, Monday, 42 degrees. Felt like it this morning. I don't know about you yesterday. Hi, Aaron.
Welcome back. You were missed tremendously.
Thank you. A couple days off, man. Sometimes.
Don't do that anymore.
I tell people all the time, you work to live, not the other way around. If it ever gets the other way around in your head, man, you need to check yourself. So, took time off and had some movies, did some work around the house, just, you know, a couple days of sleeping in. But I got to tell you, yesterday was the biggest veg day I've ever seen weather-wise. Was it just me or, like, with that 40-something, what was it, 45, and that rain? We came back from church, man, and our whole house didn't move for, like, 6 hours.
No, you're 100% correct. I spent the whole day in my pajamas. Doing stuff around the house, had TV on, listened to some music, had the TV on again, cleaned out the linen, just did stuff around the house.
I put a picture up of our cat Bear sleeping on the couch, and people, listeners, it's on our Facebook page, people shared their dogs doing the exact same thing. They found a blanket, said, screw it, I'm done. And then after the Lions game, they're like, screw it, I'm done. Wow. Anyway, so I don't know, what we're going to go around in the mid-50s today, so maybe it's the day you get out. Of course it's going to be mid-50s on a moon day. So what's coming up in sports, Aaron?
Well,
I got it for the Lions.
Ready? Big bang, boom. Down a feeling good.
Nope.
No. There you go.
That
sounds a little better. Yeah. That's how I feel today. That sound right there is how I feel about my Los Angeles Dodgers.
Did they play last night?
Oh, yeah.
Did they? We can't really pick on Aaron because we were kind of, you know, Aaron, if you don't know, Aaron is a huge Dodgers fan. But congratulations once again to the 2014 Detroit Tigers who won the World Series last night. Here's a question for you. We're going to figure this out here. We got to figure this number out. How many ex-Detroit Tigers were on the Red Sox last night? Start thinking about it. We're going to go add this up because we got a little debate going on here. We'll get to that in a second. All right. You know, folks, it is the most wonderful time of the year. I just talked about rainy and gray, but who cares, man? It's football season, and you're on Xfinity's gift list. Xfinity is giving away free, limited edition Detroit Lions posters featuring a different player each week. I got to get some for you guys. These are really cool. These are really cool posters, too. You can amp up your fan decor, hang them in your office, your den, your kids' room, your man cave, your she shed. We get one for producer Ryan to put out in his garage where they have birthday parties with kids on the weekends. Now, to get yours, just drop by any participating Xfinity store. That's it, seriously. And while you're there, make sure you ask how Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Fast, good coverage, sounds like the Lions most weeks. Drop by your Xfinity store each week to get your new poster. Visit XfinityExperience.com. For details, these awesome posters make great gifts for any Lions fan, including you. Hurry in for your free poster while supplies last. Collect a new one each week until November 4th.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-W.
Dare you.
CSX Big Jim's house, 607. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Boston slugger Steve Pierce homered twice. Boston beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 5-1 to finish off a one-sided World Series in five games. So it's the fourth World Series for the Bo Sox in 15 years. Congratulations to them. I'm bitter.
So we got J.D. Martinez, Ian Kinsler, David Price, and Rick Porcello. And now do we count Dombrowski? Because we also had the same general manager in 2014 as well.
You could, technically.
All ex-Tigers.
Well, there was 17 former Tigers in the playoffs in 2018.
Again, whoever did that at the Free Press who tweeted that out last night, greatest tweet ever. Congratulations to the 2014 Detroit Tigers who finally won the World Series.
Pretty much.
Fantastic.
Russell Wilson threw three touchdown passes in the second quarter to put the Seattle Seahawks ahead, and they went on to beat the Lions 28-14 at Ford Field. Monday Night Football, Patriots and Bills. Tyler Bertuzzi, Jonathan Erickson scored goals to snap a tie in the third period. And Red Wings defeated the Stars 4-2 for their first home win this season at LCA.
Good.
Yep. Take on Tito is back bigger than ever. You can make your football picks now by texting the keyword Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. That's Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send you all the games right to your phone. You make your picks. You could win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our Covety Wad contest. You're beating them this week.
I am again?
Yes.
I picked the Lions, though.
He did not.
This dog has an issue with the Lions. I don't know if it's like a dog-cat thing because of a lion and the dog.
I don't know, but he's been spot on when it comes to the Lions.
I'm not going to gloat because your Dodgers did lose last night. After 8 o'clock, oh, then I'll gloat. But now, no, I'm going to be nice. There it is. 6:16. It's not Monday morning until David Lee Roth tries to kiss you. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 42 degrees right now, mid-50s later on today. All right. We've been talking about this movie for months, getting ready for Bohemian Rhapsody, which comes out Friday. The Freddie Mercury, the Queen story.
Well, the final trailer came out Friday. Ryan and I had posted it on Friday.
It's crazy.
It's amazing.
And everything we're hearing about, I know you got friends. Everyone I know that is that has screened this thing early says the same thing. They're like, damn. You're just going to be, there's going to be sing-along versions of it, and people are going to be going back and back to the theaters. You're just going to be yelling out the song. So what we have done is, for this Friday night, we don't want to just go see the movie. We do want to see the movie. We want to do it a little special. So here's what we're going to do right now, Aaron Veit.
Okay, Big Jim.
You got the Queen thing right there?
Oh, are we giving away the tickets right now?
Just, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you and a guest are invited to join us to a special screening of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak this Friday at 7 o'clock. And there's a little icing on the cake. You can also have a CD copy of the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack courtesy of Hollywood Records.
Okay.
Caller 31.
248-398-WCSX, our studio number. All right, for Friday night, we'll be in a little private room, too. They've got these private screening rooms. If you've ever been there, you see people go upstairs. You're like, where are they going? What do they got up there? There's these badass private screening rooms. Big sound system. Just us watching the movie on Friday night. Now, something else to go with Queen, 248-398-WCSX, by the way. The guy that does the 10-second songs, you've seen him, right? Long hair. He does, like, all these different voices doing the same song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's been getting bombarded on social media for at least a month to do Bohemian Rhapsody. And he'd kind of resisted at first. Well, he finally broke down and did it. Now, if you want to see it, we'll text it to you because there's 42 different versions in this. He does 42 different people doing this. There's everything from System of a Down to, like, I don't know. Well, we'll get to the one with Johnny Cash here in a second. It's crazy. Text us, of course. The keyword is
Queen.
Makes sense. All right, here he is. I believe the section is Johnny Cash, David Bowie, and Ozzy doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. 248-398-WCSX. Text us, of course. The keyword is
Queen.
And since we were talking about it, we got to play it.
Is this the
CSX Big Jim's house, 6:29. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. 41 degrees right now. We're just talking about this story about the missing pup from Berkeley, Michigan. And Aaron, there's some good news. In case you didn't see this in the free press yesterday, the dog was found at some rest stop in Texas, right?
Yeah, a rest stop in Texas. This woman who runs a service called Chloe's Canines, she stopped at this rest stop and came across a dog that was between 11 to 13 years old. And they look on its tag, and it's got Berkeley, Michigan, and it says getmehome.com, and it's got an identification number.
But the Get Me Home thing wasn't registered. So when they put in the number, there was no registration. So they asked. So the Free Press ran this story yesterday, and the dog is just so damn cute. If you want to see what we're talking about, we'll text you. The keyword's dog. But, I mean, the dog had what, a little skull and beads and the bow for Halloween. So it was well-groomed and well-taken care of. But I was wondering, I know you as a dog lover, this poor pup was left there. So now there's a good end to this story?
Yes, they have located. Okay, so a girl named Jenny, apparently it's her parents' dog.
Oh, seriously?
Okay. Yes, and right. She saw the post. So now she's working with the rescue in Texas to get the dog back to Michigan.
So they must have, I wonder if it was stolen or because she originally thought the way the dog, like somebody must have taken it or they just left it there. She doesn't say when she put in the post.
The dog's name is Bonnie.
Okay.
And the rescuer person, Amy, at the rescue is working with Jenny to get the dog home. She posted pictures of her dad with the little dog.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we'll update that post, too, and put that up there. So some good news, man, especially after the week we've had. Yeah, some good damn news. Yeah, because they were saying that the dog, one of the attendants told her they found a dog bed, dog food, and a dog bowl at the rest area warehouse. So they were wondering if somebody had stolen the dog.
I'm waiting to find out more.
There's
about
more,
the,
but at
there's
least
got to be more.
But we got it back. At least the owner going back to them. Did you ever have a pet run away?
We had a dog that was the great escape artist that would get out all the time and go do whatever, but she always came home.
We had one that never came back. We had one that
seriously?
Was a husky. Yeah, a husky, man. A dog, Nanook of the North. And just, it was half husky, half mutt kind of dog at my mom's house. And one night, there was dogs that used to run around. And it just left. It just like, see ya. Never came back.
Well, probably went to somebody else or somebody took it.
It went to Bud Carter's ranch.
Oh.
You know, Bud, that's where I'm thinking. Bud Carter's ranch. For those of you who don't know that story, my first dog's name was Rusty. Rusty was an albino Irish setter with little orange in his paws, white and just a beautiful dog. Rusty had an issue with kids who would come lean on the fence in our backyard because there was a bus stop right there. So Rusty got mad and these kids would keep leaning on the fence and my parents would ask him, please don't lean on the fence. The dog doesn't like it.
Did Rusty try to eat the kids?
Rusty tried to eat a small girl. Took a bite out of her. And then Rusty, when I was a little kid, my dad told me, hey, don't worry. We sent Rusty to Bud Carter's ranch, a friend of ours. So I assumed for all those years that Bud Carter had my dog just running around a ranch, playfully playing with the cattle and the horses and everything else.
And then you ran into Bud Carter.
I was in high school. We went out there to go shoot some guns at Bud Carter's ranch. And I said, where's Rusty? And he's like, who's Rusty? My dog that came out here 10 years ago. I never got no damn dog from your dad. I'm like, well, okay. Childhood ruined. Thank you, Bud Carter.
Thank you, Dad.
And Dad's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, no, your dog never came out here. We put it down after it bit the kid.
It's no worse than what my parents did, too, with my cat, my squishy face cat. I had to leave it with them when I moved to Egypt, and it had died, and they kept telling me every time I called that it was fine, and then I came home to visit, and I'm like, where's Oscar? Oh, he died 6 months ago. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
So the moral of the story, this entire thing, is we're happy the dog's thing, but we're really mad at our parents. That's the moral to take away from today. CSX Big Jim's House, 643, 41 degrees. All right, Aaron's been deep diving into the story. It popped up in the Free Press yesterday. A dog in Berkeley, or we know it's from Berkeley, or at least we think so, because it had a little chain on it, or its little collar. But the dog itself wound up at a rest area in Texas, right?
That's what this woman says. She runs Chloe's Canines in Texas, and she found this schnauzer that's like 11 to 13 years
old. Cute little dog, all clean, had its little Halloween bow on and everything.
And they found the dog, and it had a little heart thing on it. It said Berkeley, Michigan. And they asked everyone in the rest area, is this your dog? Nobody claimed her.
So she's been on Facebook going online and looking around. Now, you were just telling me, though, somebody's claimed the dog, right?
Yes.
They're saying it's theirs.
A girl named Jenny came forward and said that it was her dad's dog named Bonnie.
So, story over. But you've been reading. There's some. She's still got to prove. They're not just going to give him the dog.
Well, yeah, you have to prove that it's your dog. So now Jenny's trying to prove that this is actually her dad's dog, Bonnie. And there's a whole big. I'm trying to read through these comments.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it's okay. Craziness.
If you want to see it, we got the link to it. It links up to the Facebook page as well. What's going on? This whole story about the dog from Berkeley. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword, of course, is...
Dog.
Kathy, of course... When it comes to dog stories, you and I both had issues. My dog was sent to Bud Carter's ranch when I was a kid, never came back. And your cat died and your parents, what, lied to you for how many months about it?
About 6 months.
Yeah, well, you were over in Egypt. Kathy, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Are you calling about the dog this morning?
Well, sort of, kind of. My brother and I went on vacation when I was 15 to visit our sister in Tennessee. And while we were gone, my parents sold the house and moved to Florida.
Wait a minute.
What?
So we were talking about this lost dog, if you just joined us this morning, and Aaron and I had a dog that went to Bud Carter's ranch. Aaron's cat died when she was in Egypt, and parents didn't tell her. But your parents did what while you were gone?
Sold the house in Michigan and moved to Florida.
Oh, wow.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
they were better to the dogs and cats than they were to us.
Kathy, that's awesome and horrifying at the same time. So
I know.
How did that conversation? Okay, we got to know, Kathy. How did that conversation go with your parents? Like when you get back, you call them, or what did you do?
Yeah, it was like, well, I sold your guitar and your brother's baseball cards, and you know, gave away your clothes, but you know, we've got a nice place in Florida.
Oh, my God. All right, Kathy. Thanks for listening. Have a good morning.
Every day. You too. Bye-bye.
Suddenly feel don't feel so bad about my dog going to Bud Carter's ranch.
I know.
Hey, Mom, where are you guys? Where's the house? We sold it while you were on vacation.
I never thought about doing that.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. CSX Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 654, 41 degrees right now. We're still talking about this dog. It's from Berkeley. Wound up at a rest area in Texas. If you want to see the story we've been talking about, we'll text it to you. Same number you used to call us. Just text us. The keyword, of course, is
dog.
And what we figured out so far is, what Aaron figured out this morning online, is that the dog belongs to somebody here, right?
It belonged to the father of a girl named Jenny.
Who's tagged them on Facebook and said, that's our dog. That's my parents' dog.
Yes.
We don't know anything else if they're still trying to verify that it is. I was reading the one part in the story, it's weird to me. The dog was left at the rest area, but there was also a dog bowl, a dog bed, and everything else there.
That's crazy.
If you just lost the dog, you don't leave the other stuff. So maybe the dog was stolen? Who would steal an 11-year-old schnauzer?
You'd be surprised, though.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird story. You got to see it. There's a lot going on in the Facebook thread, which I think when you get the text as well, you can link through there and see a picture of the dog. 248-398-WCSX, keyword, of course, is
dog.
Dave in White Lake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, just got a quickie. Speaking of Siberian Huskies, we first moved into our house like 19 years ago.
Yeah.
And we had a Siberian Husky, and he got loose and ran away. And I'm like, oh, I have no idea where he's at. I looked everywhere. So I called the sheriff's department, and they're like, is it a big, big, tall Siberian Husky? And they're like, yep. I said, yeah. And they said, yeah, we know where he's at. He's down the street at the llama farm. I'm like, what? And so I went down there, and there was like 15 llamas that had him pinned up against the corner of the llama pen.
You don't jack with llamas, baby.
They were spitting at him and doing that chorus line thing they do.
Yeah.
And he was just laying there shaking. I'm like, oh, my God. I went in there and get him out.
So your dog got its ass kicked by a bunch of llamas.
Oh, he was a big, big Siberian Husky. Yeah, but yeah, he got his butt kicked.
Do you think the dogs at the dog park are like, hey, remember that time you got your ass kicked by a bunch of llamas? Remember that one? Remember that one, Rick?
Yeah, I just thought that was a funny one.
It's a great story, dude. Thanks for sharing it, brother.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys.
There he goes, yeah. I had a Husky that ran away. Joined another pack of dogs. Left one night. We had a note that said, out of milk, I can't take it anymore. Later, Nanook of the North. Dog slept. CSX Big Jim's house, 705, 41 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're just here talking about this story out of Riverview. City councilman has been accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave earlier this month. What is the worst thing you can put in a microwave? 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call or text us. What is the worst thing you can put in a microwave, whether it's at work or at home? First thing pops into your mind is?
Burnt microwave popcorn.
Fish.
Oh, that
too. Who heats up fish? You don't heat up fish at work. You can't do that.
Guilty.
Do you heat up fish here?
I have in the past.
Shame.
Leftover fish and chips from the Golden Greek.
Okay, no. That I'll give you that one. That's okay. I think when it's broiled fish, if it's not wrapped in breading, you're screwed. 248-398-WCSX. So the story goes, what? This guy, we're not going to give his name. If you want to see the whole story, we'll send it to you about the microwave fight. Of course, the key word is...
Fight.
It wasn't really a fight. It was more of a pushing match.
So this guy allegedly choked a colleague for improperly warming his food in the break room microwave.
He didn't cover it. First rule of microwaving, right? You got to cover the food.
Well, we have one of those little round plastic things with the handle that you put over the top of the plate in the microwave so it doesn't spew all over the place.
All right. Can I confess something? We have one at home. My wife, Kathy, is listening right now, and she's screaming at the radio. Do you know what I do with that thing?
You don't use it.
I put the bowl on top of it in the microwave.
Of course you do.
Because I'm too lazy to pick the plastic thing up and put it over the top.
No, I love that, though, because, like, if you're heating up spaghetti, what's spaghetti going to do?
Explodes all over the place.
Exactly. So you put the little lid on it.
We do. We all set our. We'll either set our stuff on top of the plastic thing. I know. It's such a, I can't be the only guy who does this, or you'll find it sitting on the stove. Like this morning when I got up to make a cup of coffee, it was sitting right there. So the guy gets mad at him, And they start pushing and shoving because he didn't have it covered. And then they wound up bringing charges. But what was interesting to me was the guy, he finished heating his lunch up and then left.
He was hungry.
The witnesses called police when the councilman grabbed the hungry employee by his collar. When they arrived, the situation had de-escalated, and the investigation determined that this guy, Trombley, was the aggressor, which I totally get. Although I don't do what I say, not as I do. So you're saying burnt popcorn? You know what? This is the one that would make you mad. I don't even know if people still get these. You remember those, like, the burritos you could get at the store that were in the package, and the only way to heat them up was to open up one end? Like, you go to a 7-Eleven or a Speedway and get the big, those big-ass burritos. Have you ever seen what happens when one of them overheats?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah, I can't really even use. I was on Reddit, and they described it as the inside of a certain part of a hippopotamus that exploded. That's all I'm... It's absolutely the worst thing. We should try that.
No, we should not.
Oh, by the way, on the microwave fight, we did put up a picture of something else that someone had tried to see what would happen in a microwave. An ostrich egg. They put an ostrich egg inside a microwave.
Why, though?
Because it exploded. You can nuke eggs in microwave with the shell still on?
I don't recommend that.
I don't either.
You can hard boil them.
In a microwave?
If they're in water.
I've never tried. I've always been afraid they're going to explode. I don't know. It's all crazy, man. Hold on. We'll grab one call here real quick. 248-398-WCSX. Sean and Taylor, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Morning, man. I'm good. So hey, I got a microwave story for you.
Okay, we're talking about this guy, the city councilman in Riverview, got in a fight with somebody at the airport where he works because they didn't cover their food in the microwave. So what happened?
I remember when microwaves first come out, I was just a kid, which is a very long time ago. But this lady had got a wrong number. She was trying to call her sister. She got my mother's number at the time, you know, and then proceeded to ask her, "Do you know how to clean out a microwave?" Turns out her daughter had washed the cat. And to dry it, she put it in the microwave, and it exploded all over.
No, Sean!
To this day, I remember this time. I was just a kid, but I remember my mom talking about it to her sister when she got off the phone. It was just, I couldn't believe it.
This is real, right? You're not just meant, you're serious. This really happened.
I'm dead serious. I am dead serious.
He's dead serious.
I remember we were just a kid, yeah. Okay. This is something, you know, I remember this till the day I die. Just, you know, there's just the look on my mother's face.
I don't think we're going to forget this phone call either. Okay. All right, Sean. Thank you, brother. Have a good morning, man.
You too, buddy.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-WCSX.
I'm officially repulsed on a Monday.
That was not the direction we intended this whole thing. We're talking about this microwave fight in a break room. Wow. 248-398-WCSX.
Who does that?
I don't know. Text us, of course. The keyword is...
fight.
Or, Aaron, you okay?
No.
No?
You don't put cats in the microwave.
It sounds like a bad rap album.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young and strong. We were running against the wind. The years rolled slowly past. Myself alone, surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends. I found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way. There were oh so many roads. I was living to run and running to live, never worried about pain or even how much I owed. At a time, breaking all of the rules that would bend. I began to find myself searching for shelter again and again. Against the wind, little something against the wind. I found myself seeking shelter again.
CSX Big Jim's House, 725. Hey, oh, we got Wings tickets for Battle of the Burbs. Nice prize this morning, Aaron.
Yep. Wings taking on the New Jersey Devils LCA on Friday. You can get the limited edition Red Wings Wayne State hat in green and gold when the Wings take on the Devils.
Saw that hat, by the way. Damn. Really cool. Even if you don't go to Wayne State, you're going to want one of those. So we need our players for Battle of the Burbs.
We need three players. Someone from the east side, someone from the west side, someone from downriver. 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
I'm really surprised I'm looking ahead at the questions. I'm surprised by the content of some of these this morning.
Why?
Well, I'll explain. Let's get our players for Burbs, though.
I'm glutton for punishment.
Pretty much, yeah.
Reliving my misery all day long.
Don't give away too much.
Side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's House.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Thank you, April. Let's get our players on the phone. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to roll.
All right. Here we go. Art, you representing the east side. Michelle, down river. Tracy, the west side. Art, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Michelle, you will yell out down. Tracy, you will yell out west. Do not answer until you are called upon. And make sure you are loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Sounds good.
Right. Have y'all noticed that Aaron sounds like a school teacher about to give like a SAT test before we do this? You're so serious about giving the rules for this. You will use a number two pencil. The Scantron must be completely filled in the bubble.
Make sure that when you're filling out the Scantron, that the little round circle is completely filled in.
And we had to teach. It's a test, not an art project. We always get yelled at the same thing. Right? All right, here we go.
Question number one. Last night, this team beat the Dodgers to win the World Series.
East.
Art, go ahead.
Red Sox.
All right, East Side gets the first one. See, Erin's conflicted. She's a Dodger fan, but the East Side got the first question. So, okay, question number two. For the second straight week, this scary movie remake starring Jamie Lee Curtis topped the
East.
Art for the win.
Art.
Halloween.
There it is. Showing off, dude. Nice job.
See, East Side won on Friday as well. And
really?
They won today. So maybe we're back on a roll. Thank you, Art.
Good job, buddy.
You're welcome.
Michelle and Tracy, thanks for playing this morning, too. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Now, put down your pencils and leave the room in an orderly fashion.
I
have to. All right. Oh, Art, we forgot to say, East Side.
East Side.
Nice job, East Side.
East Side.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
Honey. Good, man. CSX Big Jim's House, 757, 41 degrees right now. We were talking about this guy, this councilman down at Riverview. He got in a fight at work over the microwave because the guy came in to heat something up and didn't cover it, right? Didn't cover it.
Yeah, apparently they exchanged words, and this councilman said, you know, either you cover your lunch or take it out of the microwave. And so the guy says to the councilman, mind your own business. And then the councilman attempted to take the food out of the microwave, and then things got a little physical.
Got grounded by the collar. There was a pushing match. Lasted a couple seconds. We still don't know if there's going to be charges, but still fighting over the microwave. It happens. And then when we started talking about what is the worst thing you can put in a microwave. Now, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, you immediately said...
Microwave popcorn, and then you burn it, and then it just permeates, and it...
As big as our building is where we work here at the station, if someone burns popcorn in the microwave, which is how many feet from us? 100 feet?
At
150
least,
feet?
At least.
You can smell it here.
You can smell it upstairs. It's bad.
248-398-9279, you can call or text us. What is the worst thing you put in the microwave? I'm curious. Now, the other reason we mention this is... And we will never play this call again on the radio.
Because it was disturbing as hell.
It was very disturbing. We had a person call about putting something in the microwave that he swears. Now, do you think it was true or was he pulling our leg? Yes or no?
I think it's possible. I'm praying that it didn't really happen.
So what?
But chances are it did.
Okay, seriously.
Because humanity disappoints me on a consistent basis.
Ryan, true or false with that phone call? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You think it's legit? Because this guy normally calls and tells the truth. It's not like he's somebody trying to pull our leg. You want to hear it, text us, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Call.
There's a point at the end of this call, too, when you listen to it, that Aaron just stops. And your face completely changed in the studio when this person was talking about what got put in the microwave. You just couldn't handle it.
Because that's just...
If it's true.
If it's true, that is one of the most repulsive things I've ever heard.
Now, he didn't do it.
No.
So the guy called. He's relaying the story. But still. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. Keyword is.
Call. C-A-L-L.
And then you'll make scrunchy face all day. Like, oh,
yeah.
Man, really? In the microwave? Come on. Sounds good, man. CSX Big Jim's House, 757. 41 degrees right now. We were talking about this guy, this councilman, down in Riverview. He got in a fight at work over the microwave because the guy came in to heat something up and didn't cover it, right? Didn't cover it.
Yeah, apparently they exchanged words, and this councilman said, you know, either you cover your lunch or take it out of the microwave. And so the guy says to the councilman, mind your own business. And then the councilman attempted to take the food out of the microwave, and then things got a little physical.
Got grounded by the collar. There was a pushing match. Lasted a couple seconds. We still don't know if there's going to be charges, but still fighting over the microwave. It happens, and then when we start talking about what is the worst thing you can put in a microwave. Now, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, you immediately said...
Microwave popcorn, and then you burn it, and then it just permeates, and it...
As big as our building is where we work here at the station, if someone burns popcorn in the microwave, which is how many feet from us? 100 feet?
At
150
least,
feet?
At least.
You can smell it here.
You can smell it upstairs. It's bad.
248-398-9279, you can call or text us. What is the worst thing you put in the microwave? I'm curious. Now, the other reason we mention this is, and we will never play this call again on the radio.
Because it was disturbing as hell.
It was very disturbing. We had a person call about putting something in the microwave that he swears. Now, do you think it was true or was he pulling our leg? Yes or no?
I think it's possible. I'm praying that it didn't really happen,
so what
but
if,
chances are it did.
Okay, seriously.
Because humanity disappoints me on a consistent basis.
Ryan, true or false with that phone call? Thumbs up, thumbs down. You think it's legit? Because this guy normally calls and tells the truth. It's not like he's somebody trying to pull our leg. You want to hear it, text us, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Call.
There's a point at the end of this call, too, when you listen to it, that Aaron just stops. And your face completely changed in the studio when this person was talking about what got put in the microwave. You just couldn't handle it.
Because that's just...
If it's true.
If it's true, that is one of the most repulsive things I've ever heard.
Now, he didn't do it.
No.
So the guy called. He's relaying the story. But still. 248-398-WCSX. Text us. Keyword is...
Call. C-A-L-L.
And then you'll make scrunchy face all day, like, oh,
yeah.
Man, really? In the microwave? Come on. CSX, Big Jim's House, 805, 43 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Okay, we're talking about this guy in Riverview. A city councilman has been accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave. If you want to read the whole story, we'll send it to you. Because we don't want to give the guy's name on the air. He hasn't been charged with anything that we know of. It was just a fight between him and some dude came in there at the airport to heat it up. Now, if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
fight.
But he just didn't cover it. Do you cover everything in the microwave?
Always.
I never cover anything.
Because cleaning out the microwave is one of the most annoying tasks ever when you're doing your house chores. Because you can't just dump water in the microwave and rinse it all out. You got to sit there and, you know, use the Windex and get in all of the crevices. Yeah. It's annoying.
That's why we got that Angry Mama thing where you put the vinegar and stuff in it. But the fact that it's named Angry Mama tells you a little bit about what a pain in the ass it is to clean out the microwave.
Exactly. That's why I cover everything.
So if you want to see the story about the councilman who got in an argument with a guy because he was nuking something without covering it, and to the point where it was a pushing match, they grabbed each other by the collar. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is
fight.
The other keyword is call. That's a call that we will never air in this radio station again. When we grabbed it, I'm still not sure it's real. You can listen to it. The thing that he told us that was nuked in a microwave wasn't him. It was somebody else. It was an animal. We'll leave it at that. Still bothered by that call, Aaron?
Yes, it was disturbing.
It was very disturbing, but we'll text that to you. Keyword is call. Worst thing in a microwave, Hot Pockets. I know Jim Gaffigan does a bit about it, but he's absolutely right. They're either ice cold or they're the surface of the sun. There's no middle ground.
Because they don't heat up all the way through. That's the problem with them. It'll get like nuclear in one area of it, and then it'll be frozen in another, and you'll go to take a bite, and you always bite into the end that's on fire.
Exactly. And then you just, then you know, being a guy, of course, you can't help yourself. You have to keep biting one more time. Because you figure once you power through the lava, you're absolutely fine. I'm a big fan of the burritos. I used to get the grocery store burritos or the convenience store burritos and heat those up. You don't ever want the end of those to explode. You do not want that in a microwave. It'll never come clean.
The general consensus, though, is that you don't put fish in the microwave at work.
I saw some text messages coming.
There was like 50 of them.
248-398-WCSX. Aaron of Waterford. Now, what was it you put in the microwave?
Well, one time I tried to put some pizza rolls, and it was like the last five in the box. And I threw them in on a paper plate and covered them. And I tried cooking them for about like 5 minutes, and it started burning. And the microwave smelled so bad. The pizza rolls were pretty much just black. They were just done.
Well, five minutes, dude. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, it'd be like 45 seconds, not 5 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking when I put it in, and yeah, it was pretty bad.
All right, thank you, Aaron. One more call. Scott in Allen Park. How you doing, bud?
Oh, not bad. How are you?
Good. So we're talking about this councilman, the microwave fight over somebody heating something up that wasn't covered.
You got a microwave story?
Used to work by the German guy. Sauerkraut.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Never had the pleasure of smelling warmed up sauerkraut in the nuclear wave.
At least once a week.
So what is it? I mean, it's just that vinegar. Did it just permeate everything wherever you worked?
Oh, yeah. It overwhelmed the grease.
That's so bad.
All right, brother. Hey, Scott, have a good morning, man. All right, there he goes. 248-398-WCSX. No, you got to read. That can't be real. About the cache.
Did you
see the one about the $2,500 that came across?
Oh, yeah,
that
came from Kevin and Judy from Kroger's. Remember when we met them at the bonfire? Judy
Absolutely.
From Kroger's.
Got to tell this one.
He says, good morning. This is Kevin and Judy from Kroger's. I burnt up $2,500 in the microwave trying to dry the money.
No. No.
We need to call them. Can
we
call
to.
Them?
Absolutely. 248-398-WCSX is our student number. You can call us as well. We'll call or text, but let's try to get hold of them. There's got to be...
I want to hear this whole story.
You tried, seriously? You tried
I want to know, A, how the money got wet. What made you put it in the microwave?
So far, I'm so good with all this. I mean, the money got wet. Yeah, there's, we got a lot of questions. All right, we'll try to track them. CSX, Big Jim's House, 819, 43 degrees. Talking the story out of Riverview, a city councilman has been accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave earlier this month. If you want to read the whole story, of course, we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
Fight.
Yeah. Now, the guy was heating up something in the microwave without a cover on it. The councilman said something to him. The guy told him to mind your own business and proceeded to keep going, heating the thing up in the microwave, which at one point he grabbed the guy by the collar, pushing and shoving. They called the cops. No charges have been filed, but still, they got in a fight over a microwave. So we've been taking calls and text messages, and oh, dear Lord, what is the worst thing to do in the microwave that would make this councilman maybe jump you? For example,
fish.
Fish is one.
Yeah, we're getting lots of messages about cooking fish in the microwave at work.
I don't know. I was asking because you bring in like breaded fish, you know, like fish and chips type thing.
Right.
Does it still give off that same odor?
Not really.
It's the broiled fish,
it's
right?
The broiled fish because the greasy fish just smells like grease.
Yeah. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279, our studio number.
This is the best message ever. Guy at work last Monday put instant ramen in the microwave with no water and smoked out the office and break room. It was some seriously funny bloop. What was even better was he left it in there and went to get Little Caesars to act like it wasn't him.
Who put the ramen in the microwave?
Wasn't me, man. I got it a hot and
me.
Ready.
Isn't that a song? Yeah, it wasn't me. Chris, now what happened here?
I cooked popcorn in there actually and put 20 minutes instead of two. Forgot outside when I was outside smoking. And it burnt up the entire cafeteria for the work for like 6 weeks. It stunk. Oh, yeah. They had to bring companies in to get it out, and I was the only one in the cafeteria, so it just went for 20 minutes.
Oh my god. We do a lot of stunts here in the show. We do a lot of things to producer Ryan. I don't think we're going to do 20 minute microwave popcorn here at the radio station.
No, we'll create a fire, and I think our engineer Ron would be very upset because he rebuilt our whole entire kitchen.
So we don't smoke out the microwave?
Yeah.
We don't smoke out the office. All right, 248-398-WCSX. Again, if you want to see this whole story about the councilman in Riverview, how the whole thing started, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
fight.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 819, 43 degrees. Talking the story out of Riverview, a city councilman has been accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave earlier this month. If you want to read the whole story, of course, we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword being...
fight.
Yeah. Now, the guy was heating up something in the microwave without a cover on it. The councilman said something to him. The guy told him to mind your own business and proceeded to keep going, heating the thing up in the microwave, which at one point he grabbed the guy by the collar, pushing and shoving. They called the cops. No charges have been filed, but still... they got in a fight over a microwave. So we've been taking calls and text messages, and oh, dear Lord, what is the worst thing to do in the microwave that would make this council maybe jump you? For example...
fish.
Fish is one?
Yeah, we're getting lots of messages about cooking fish in the microwave at work.
I don't know. I was asking, because you bring in, like, breaded fish, you know, like fish and chips type thing.
Right.
Does it still give off that same odor?
Not really.
It's the broiled fish,
it's
right?
It's the broiled fish, because the greasy fish... just smells like grease.
Yeah. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279, our studio number.
This is the best message ever. Guy at work last Monday put instant ramen in the microwave with no water and smoked out the office and break room. It was some seriously funny bloop. What was even better was he left it in there and went to get Little Caesars to act like it wasn't him.
Who put the ramen in the microwave?
Wasn't me, man. I got a hot and
me.
Ready.
Isn't that a song? Yeah, it wasn't me. Chris, now what happened here?
I cooked popcorn in there actually and put 20 minutes instead of two. Forgot outside when I was outside smoking, and it burnt up the entire cafeteria for the work for like 6 weeks. It stunk. Oh, yeah. They had to bring companies in to get it out, and I was the only one in the cafeteria, so it just went for 20 minutes.
Oh my god. We do a lot of stunts here in the show. We do a lot of things to producer Ryan. I don't think we're going to do 20-minute microwave popcorn here at the radio station.
No, we'll create a fire, and I think our engineer Ron would be very upset because he rebuilt our whole entire kitchen.
So we don't smoke out the microwave?
Yeah.
We don't smoke out the office. All right, 248-398-WCSX. Again, if you want to see this whole story about the councilman in Riverview, how the whole thing started, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
fight.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 831, 43 degrees. Got a concert announcement coming up at 9 a.m. And yes, we will have tickets for that show. You're going to want to stick around for that.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
It's huge. As Colonel Klink would say, major concert announcement, Hogan. We're going to get back to our conversation here about things in the microwave because we found our buddy Kevin. It involves a lot of money in a microwave, and he can verify the story. We will talk with him next. But I wanted to mention something real quick. It's not so much a microwave fight. The whole thing started from a story in Riverview, a city councilman. This is a woman who's beating the hell out of a Corvette. Now, it's on our garage page. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
garage.
Obviously. If you want to take a second, Aaron, just real quick. If
I'm
you can
looking
pop over
at
there,
it now.
Now, as you listen to the audio of this... this is a brand new Corvette. It looks like a ZR1 or a Grand Sport in the driveway. The lady is out there with, I think it's a golf club because they're filming it from across the street. Now, what you're hearing when we play this, now think about this. This is across the street. She is hitting this car so loud. Whatever the owner of this car did made her so mad.
No, it's a barbecue spatula.
Is that what it is? It's big. No, I'm telling you, man. Okay, listen closely. This is the sound as someone was filming this from across the street.
Damn, bitch is done.
That's hitting the car from across the street. A brand new Corvette. She is wailing on it.
What the?
So there's a delay, too. It's that loud.
Wow.
Is that crazy? And she knows what she's doing because she's going to every single panel on that Corvette. She goes around all the quarters. She busted out one of the windows. She hit everything on that car. She...
He had another woman in that Corvette.
Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, hands down.
It is. Thank you, because it's been driving me crazy all weekend since we saw this video. What did the owner of that car do to make that woman that mad that she would just go bananas on this Corvette?
He had a woman in there. He had another woman in that car.
Well, check it out. I mean, check it out and see for yourself. It is the damnedest video. And again, when you're watching it and there's some bad language, which we beeped out, you will notice there's a delay in sound. It is so loud that it reverberated through the neighborhood. 248-398-WCSX. Text us, of course. The keyword is...
Garage.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 837. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, and Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night. God, I love that album. Get nervous. I would get nervous if somebody puts popcorn in the microwave. We're talking about this guy in Riverview. A city councilman is accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave earlier this month. Now, if you want to see the whole story about the microwave fight that ensued, because the guy didn't put a cover on his food when he was nuking it, we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Fight.
So we've come to an agreement. We had one guy, Dave, or was it, oh, Chris, earlier, the popcorn, actually, they had to get professional people to come in and clean because he burned it.
It's one of those smells that just, you cannot get rid of it. It just resonates for days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and fish, obviously, we've had how many text messages so far?
At least 60 now. Burnt bacon, too, is coming in as well.
Burnt bacon. I don't know. I'll eat burnt bacon. I don't mind.
Not if it's like to the point where it's just crumbling.
Oh, no. All that is just it's broken apart goodness.
No, it is not. No,
I'll eat burnt bacon all day.
It smells so bad.
Yeah, burnt fish, though. You would think as many people know that fish is bad. I mean, the smell of it, that you wouldn't bring it to work. Just out of respect to the people you work with. You know what I mean? And like everybody knows that fish when heat up in a microwave has this just horrific smell. But apparently, based on the conversations we've been getting this morning, people are still doing it, bringing it in.
Well, how many times have I brought in fish and chips? Quite a few.
Yeah, you said there you had a little bit of a rut going there where you were mowing on those a couple times a week. But you'd heat them up here, and it didn't smell as bad, right?
Well, no, because it's that breaded fish.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't really smell like fish. It smells like grease.
We don't know what this guy was trying to heat up when the fight started with the city councilman of Riverview. We just know that he was doing it without a cover on it, and that's what made the guy mad. So fight is the key word there. But we've had calls this morning and text messages about everything from popcorn to somebody texted in about socks that they burned up in their microwave. But the one we got from Kevin earlier this morning was the one, and we finally got him on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man.
How are you, and how's Judy from Kroger's?
Just fine.
So... You texted us and said that we were talking about microwave stories, that you guys incinerated $2,500 in a microwave.
I did, yeah.
All right, Kevin, tell the story, man. How did this happen?
Well, it happened one Sunday morning. I had been over at my sister's house. They had a pool party, and they threw me in the pool, and I had $2,500 in my front pocket. So the next morning, I got up, and I figured, well, I've dried out money in a microwave before, but I put the whole thing in there. And I went on about my business. A little while later, I smell something burning. I'm like, what's burning? I'm like, oh, man. Went over to the microwave, and there it's smoldering in the microwave. All singed up. It was terrible.
So
fortunately, though, it was able to be salvaged because it was still legible.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. If you ended up taking it to the bank and they gave you new bills?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't lose it, but I almost lost it.
Okay. Have you ever tried to dry off money in the microwave since, Kevin?
No, not since.
Kevin, you're the man.
If you lay the bills in there, just one each all on their own, it's okay and pay attention to it. But when you put a sack of $2,500 in there and turn it on and walk away, it can be a big mess.
I'm married, so if I have 20, I'm happy. $2,500, I can't even comprehend anymore, so... All right, brother.
And that applies to anyone with children as well.
Exactly. Same thing. Sure. Kevin, you're awesome, dude. It was always, it was great meeting you guys at the bonfire, too. We had a blast.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right. See you, bud.
Okay, bye.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 831, 43 degrees. Got a concert announcement coming up at 9 a.m. And yes, we will have tickets for that show. You're going to want to stick around for that.
It's a big one. It's a big, big one.
Huge. It's huge. Huge. As Colonel Klink would say, major concert announcement, Hogan. We're going to get to back to our conversation here about things in the microwave because we found our buddy Kevin. It involves a lot of money in a microwave, and he can verify the story. We will talk with him next. But I wanted to mention something real quick. It's not so much a microwave fight. The whole thing started from a story in Riverview, a city councilman. This is a woman who's beating the hell out of a Corvette. Now, it's on our garage page. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
garage.
Obviously. If you want to take a second here, just real quick. If
I'm
you can
looking
pop
at
over
it
there,
now.
Now, as you listen to the audio of this... this is a brand new Corvette. It looks like a ZR1 or a Grand Sport in the driveway. The lady is out there with, I think it's a golf club because they're filming it from across the street. Now, what you're hearing when we play this, now think about this. This is across the street. She is hitting this car so loud. Whatever the owner of this car did made her so mad.
No, it's a barbecue spatula.
Is that what it is? It's big. No, I'm telling you, man. Okay, listen closely. This is the sound as someone was filming this from across the street.
Damn,
that's hitting the car from across the street.
What the
A brand new Corvette. She is wailing on it.
What the
So there's a delay, too. It's that loud.
Wow.
Is that crazy? And she knows what she's doing because she's going to every single panel on that Corvette. She goes around all the quarters. She busted out one of the windows. She hit everything on that car. She.
He had another woman in that Corvette.
Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, hands down.
It is. Thank you, because it's been driving me crazy all weekend since we saw this video. What did the owner of that car do to make that woman that mad that she would just go bananas on this Corvette?
He had a woman in there. He had another woman in that car.
Well, check it out. I mean, check it out and see for yourself. It is the damnedest video. And again, when you're watching it and there's some bad language, which we beeped out, you will notice there's a delay in sound. It is so loud that it reverberated through the neighborhood. 248-398-WCSX. Text us, of course. The keyword is...
garage.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 837. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, and Pat Benatar, Shadows of the Night. God, I love that album. Get nervous. I would get nervous if somebody puts popcorn in the microwave. We're talking about this guy in Riverview, a city councilman, is accused of assault following an incident involving a microwave earlier this month. Now, if you want to see the whole story about the microwave fight that ensued, because the guy didn't put a cover on his food when he was nuking it, we'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
fight.
So we've come to an agreement. We had one guy, Dave, or was it, oh, Chris, earlier, the popcorn, actually, they had to get professional people to come in and clean because he burned it.
It's one of those smells that just, you cannot get rid of it. It just resonates for days.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and fish, obviously, we've had how many text messages so far?
At least 60 now. Burnt bacon, too, is coming in as well.
Burnt bacon? I don't know. I'll eat burnt bacon. I don't mind.
Not if it's like to the point where it's just crumbling.
Oh, no. All that is just it's broken apart goodness.
No, it is not.
I'll eat burnt bacon all day.
It smells so bad. Yeah,
burnt fish, though. You would think as many people know that fish is bad. I mean, the smell of it, that you wouldn't bring it to work. Just out of respect to the people you work with. You know what I mean? And like everybody knows that fish when heat up in a microwave has this just horrific smell. But apparently, based on the conversations we've been getting this morning, people are still doing it. Bringing it in.
Well, how many times have I brought in fish and chips? Quite a few.
Yeah, you said there you had a little bit of a rut going there where you were mowing on those a couple times a week. But you'd heat them up here, and it didn't smell as bad, right?
Well, no, because it's that breaded fish.
Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't really smell like fish. It smells like grease.
And we don't know what this guy was trying to heat up when the fight started with the city councilman of Riverview. We just know that he was doing it without a cover on it, and that's what made the guy mad. So fight is the key word there. But we've had calls this morning and text messages about everything from popcorn to somebody texted in about socks that they burned up in their microwave. But the one we got from Kevin earlier this morning was the one, and we finally got him on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, man.
How are you, and how's Judy from Kroger's?
Just fine.
So you texted us and said that you guys, we were talking about microwave stories, that you guys incinerated $2,500 in a microwave.
I did, yeah.
All right, Kevin, tell the story, man. How did this happen?
Well, it happened one Sunday morning. I had been over at my sister's house. They had a pool party. And they threw me in the pool, and I had $2,500 in my front pocket. So the next morning, I got up, and I figured, well, I've dried out money in a microwave before, but I put the whole thing in there, and I went on about my business. A little while later, I smelled something burning. I'm like, what's burning? I'm like, oh, man. Went over to the microwave, and there it's smoldering in the microwave. All singed up. It was terrible.
So
fortunately, though, it was able to be salvaged because it was still legible.
See, that's what I was going to ask you. If you ended up taking it to the bank and they gave you new bills?
Yeah. I didn't lose it, but I almost lost it.
Okay. Have you ever tried to dry off money in the microwave since, Kevin?
No, not since.
But Kevin, you're the man.
If you lay the bills in there, just one... each all on their own, it's okay, and pay attention to it. But when you put a sack of $2,500 in there and turn it on and walk away, it can be a big mess.
I'm married, so if I have $20, I'm happy. $2,500, I can't even comprehend anymore. So, all right, brother.
And that applies to anyone with children as well.
Exactly. Same thing. Sure. Kevin, you're awesome, dude. It was great meeting you guys at the bonfire, too. We had a blast.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right. See you, bud.
Okay, bye.
It's next, Big Jim's House. All right, Jolene Jordan coming in next. I was saying 10% of the company's $50 million in sales occur in October because of Halloween. That would be Goodwill.
Ah!
Costumes, accessories, between 20 and 40 bucks. Company rep says Halloween is our Christmas. Never thought of it that way.
You know what? I heard an ad this morning on my way into work talking about if you're looking for a low-cost option for Halloween, go to Salvation Army or Goodwill because they always have like costume section and that's where you get your accessories.
Code racks and stuff.
Perfect sense.
Although I was told by somebody, and I don't know if it's true, and I'm not going to get into a PC discussion. We've had a good fun show today. We're not doing this.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, do not dress your kids up as hobos anymore because it's insulting to homeless people. I'm just saying. Is that, I don't know if that's overly PC or not. It's Halloween.
I get that. I get it.
I kind of do too, but at the same time, as a kid who was dressed up as a hobo for 5 years when I was a little kid, every year, I was a hobo till I was like 10.
Is because that's all you had to dress up as?
We didn't have money for costume when I was a little kid. My grandma would get the stuff and put dirt on my face, and I had a red thing, and I walked around with a stick with the bag over my shoulder, and I was a hobo.
I think I was that when I was like 6 or 7, too.
Now, for Halloween, I would dress up as something different. No, Grandma did not send me to school looking like that. All right. Tomorrow morning, Kiss My Gas, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Tickets for the newly announced Kiss final show at LCA and a $10 gas card.
Okay? I'm counting down to March 13th of next year.
I'm going to start working on my Gene Simmons voice now. Go now and kiss my gas. Hobble. I was in the punch train. All right. You guys take care of yourself. Jolene's next. Goodbye.
Always look on the bright side.